Joining us now in our studios is Northfield's Chief Librarian, Natalie Draper. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
I guess I called you the Chief Librarian.
I'll take it.
Do we have more than one librarian? I guess we have a lot of librarians.
We have quite a few, yeah. But I'll be Chief. I like that.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It's November already. Oh, it seems like we were just talking about Halloween last time you were in. It was like 4 weeks off, and now it's a week past. We're looking forward to Thanksgiving. November, what's going on at the Northfield Public Library?
Well, it's Dinovember.
Ooh.
Too.
What does that mean?
Dinosaurs and November kind of mushed together.
You know, your hair was kind of partially covering of that, but you have a dinosaur earring.
Once again, bringing the visual aids to a radio interview.
It works well.
So we have dino eggs to take home while supplies last at the children's desk.
While supplies last.
We have a very limited supply of these, so get on it. But kids can play paleontologists, and we've got a list of suggested activities and books to check out, too.
Fun.
Yeah, fun.
Dino eggs.
Uh-huh.
You know, those are, they don't make as many as they used to.
That's right. You know, there's a short supply, exactly. Very limited supply.
Very limited.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But you can maybe, like, do some science and make your own dinosaurs.
You know, when I was of a certain age, younger age, I loved dinosaurs. I still like dinosaurs.
Same.
Who doesn't like dinosaurs, man? Especially talking ones. Right. There you have it. So, do we get a visit from Barney this month?
Oh, you know, I think kids aren't into Barney anymore.
Boy, I'm so yesterday. What else is going on at the library?
Oh, we've got another wonderful program coming up on the 19th at 2 o'clock. That is a musical Christmas gift with the Quarter Rest Quartet. Quarter Rest Quartet. That's a lot of cues. It's a musical surprise for all ages with a mix of Christmas, classical, and jazz music. Help you get in the holiday spirit. This is a special ensemble performance by St. Olaf musicians, Luke Sargent, Sophia Singleton, and Callie Sobania. Oh, and Caleb Berrios. This should be pretty wonderful.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It'll be in the atrium.
Where is that? What day is that again?
That's the 19th at 2 p.m.
Christmas right around the corner.
Yep. Don't remind me.
Okay.
And we have a stuffed animal sleepover coming up, too.
Now, do they sleep over in the library?
So, it is a special story time that we do. Friday night, it'll be like 5:30, so right before we close. But children ages 2 to 6 are invited to bring their stuffed animal friend.
Okay.
And they leave it behind in the library.
Ah, so it's the stuffed animal that...
Right. So they get the story time and then they go home, but they leave their stuffed animal behind. And we have a little party with them.
Okay.
It's true. Okay. We have a little party with the stuffed animals and they can pick up their friend and a little photo book the next day.
Okay.
Yeah. So they get to see the stuff that they got up to.
Oh, okay.
When you're a kid, when you leave the room, right, your stuffed animals, they move around and talk and have a party and stuff.
I thought something was going on when I'm gone. I just, you walk into the room and you feel like, what have you been up to?
That is also on the 19th at 5:30.
All right. Yeah. Busy day.
Yep. Pack it all in one day.
Natalie Draper is with us, Northfield Public from the Northfield Public Library. Boy, having problems this morning.
Me too.
We're talking about some of the events that are going on and the things just in general that are going on at the Northfield Public Library in the month of November. What else do you have?
Well, we've got some new kind of techie stuff and some stuff that we've had that I want to remind folks about. So we're really excited about this. We've just added wireless printing. So you can send prints that you need to, who has a printer anymore? I don't. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing a lot of people do use the library for is to print stuff out. Printers,
all right.
And it's pretty cheap. So you can send your prints from anywhere, from your home, computer, from your wireless device if you're out on the go, even from inside the library if you've got something on your phone that you need to print out. And you can pick them up at your convenience same day without logging into a library computer. There's an app that makes it really easy, and the app actually shows you other e-printed locations. So, if you have the app and you're not in Northfield, it'll show you, some other place that might have that service available.
Oh, wow.
But if you're here, you can take advantage of that anytime.
And you can do that from home and then just, hey, let's go downtown and pick up the...
Yeah, it's like when you're running errands, you're like, oh, I need to print this later, and you come on and pick it up. It's pretty neat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is a good service. I'm pretty excited about it. I tested it. It works great.
All right. Yeah. You're right. I don't have a printer at home, and right? About once a year I need to print out something, so I have to come into work to do it. So
exactly.
It'd be much easier to go to the library.
I feel like it's always pretty urgent, too, when you have that one thing you need to print. It's not just like, oh, I just want to print out this email. It's like, I need this important form for my doctor or something. So,
sure.
Yeah. So it's, and then we have some stuff that we've had for a little while, but I just kind of wanted to put out the word about it as it's getting to be, I think, a time of year when people might be looking to for stuff they can do at home, hobby-wise. It starts to get cold, but it's not snowing yet, so it's not as much fun. We have Creative Bug, which is a great online resource through our digital library. They are tutorials for any kind of crafty hobby that you can imagine. They're like sewing and knitting and stamp making and paper making and printing, anything you can imagine. And they're done by creative professionals, fairly well-known people in their particular field. And a lot of people look to YouTube videos for this stuff, but one thing you get with Creative Bug that you don't with YouTube is they're not selling a product, for one thing, usually, but they also have all of the resources that you need to do the project, not the materials, but like if you need like a downloadable pattern or something, you can get all of those on the on the site too. So they're really nice, and they're usually like multi lesson kind of things. Like you could learn how to do draping, which is a technique with fashion design that you know sort of high level. It's a little more complicated. And a really great Benjamin Mock, he was a Project Runway alum who teaches these classes, and they're really good. I've actually gone through those. So,
well,
so that's a neat resource.
Is that on your website?
It is on our website. Yep.
Okay. Just go to the website. And what is it under?
Go to mynpl.org, and it is under, well, that's a really good question. I just kind of go right to it.
You got to pull out the phone there. I'm sorry.
So
I posed a stumper there for you.
Oh, no, that's terrible. No. It's under resources.
Just resources?
Yeah, it's under our databases and our resources page.
All right.
And in person, folks may not realize that they can reserve a projector to take out and use for up to 3 days.
A projector?
Projector.
Oh, projector. Yeah. Okay.
Who has a projector?
I do.
But if you
it's
need one,
gone
you
the
need
way
one.
Of the printer, yeah.
You can borrow one from us. People do use that when they have meetings someplace and they need to do a presentation.
What will it project? Just anything like digital image?
Up to your computer.
Okay, it's not like a film thing we used to have in school.
You know, no, not exactly, but you could. I could help you get fancy with that if you wanted to figure out how to do it. No?
I'll skip that whole thing. I'm going to go back and take a sewing class, perhaps.
You're welcome to. We've got some sewing machines at the library. We're going to get that going soon, too, actually. You can also reserve time on the Create, Learn, Digitize computer, which is two monitors and a suite of high-end professional software. Which you don't have to pay for if you want to use it at the library.
Great.
And there's lessons on Lynda, which is also on our online resources, if you don't know how to use all the software, but you want to. Like Adobe Creative Cloud, we have that whole suite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. I have no idea that the library had that. I'll have to go over there and get creative sometime.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blender and Audacity and a few other things, too.
And
you
a blender.
Stuff. Blender is software, not a blender. We're not making smoothies.
Yeah, there's no margaritas involved here.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I'll write that down.
Once again, Natalie Draper's with us. We're talking about things going on at the library and some new things that are happening at the library as well. What's next on the list?
Next on the list is we have Winter Walk coming up. I know it's in December, and we'll talk again, but I just wanted to kind of tease it and to let folks know to keep an eye out for some really cool new stuff coming to the Winter Walk program at the library. And that is on December 9th from 4 to 8. We're going to have cocoa and crafts and train displays and other surprises for all ages. But I want everybody to come prepared for this. So start thinking about it now because we want help naming our unicorn mascot. We have a unicorn mascot. I know that's going to be your next question. We do have a unicorn mascot.
Brought silence. Did she just say unicorn mascot? You have a unicorn mascot. It needs to be named.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, unicorn needs a name.
Is it like a three-dimensional unicorn in real life?
It is a person in a unicorn costume. Okay. It is wonderful. I can't reveal the identity of the person behind the unicorn costume. You know, they were always in secret. But whenever the unicorn goes out on outreach events, I always hear about it later. Like, oh, my daughter saw the unicorn and hasn't stopped talking about it since. I'm like, you know?
I didn't. Well, I guess I don't attend those events.
No, probably not. But, yeah.
So you need help naming it.
So we need help naming the unicorn. So we're going to collect names at Winter Walk and probably through the month of December. And then we're going to do a big reveal at our New Year's Eve celebration. I'm getting ahead of time here, but our New Year's Eve. So we drop the ball at 12 p.m.
Okay.
On New Year's Eve at noon, so that kids can celebrate the new year in the middle of the day. And we have a whole unicorn party planned for this, so we're going to reveal the name of the unicorn.
Oh, wow. Boy, that sounds like a
I know. It's like, I see writing in your calendar right now.
I do like the idea of celebrating New Year's at noon.
Yeah.
I haven't made it to the midnight one in a long time. So
yeah.
The new one might be just as good.
Come on over. Well, some sparkling something. It's not really not champagne, but...
What else? Anything else?
Oh, gosh. Well, I want to give a final plug for our strategic plan survey, which is available on our website still. We're going to try to close that out at the end of the month. We've gotten some really fantastic responses on it so far. I'd just like to capture a little bit more of the community. So anytime, even if you're not a regular library user, you can take the survey.
All right.
And it's super helpful for us in planning for, you know, the next 3 years of what we do at the library.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for coming
in.
Much appreciated.
Thank you.
And we'll see you back next month.
Wonderful.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Natalie Draper from the Northfield Public Library. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Coming up in just a moment or so, we'll have Rich back in with a look at local news headlines. MNN, though, with state news coming up next.
St. Dominic's School inspires children to excel as confident leaders.